Hello, buddy. I was hoping we could talk about. Why, thank you. Well, no, that's awful kind of you. No, I'd love some breakfast. What did you. Cereal. Well, come on now. What did you give me? Lucky charms. You know, if you really wanted to charm the pants off me, all you had to do was give me some goldfish. I get it? It's an echo joke. I like fish. Well, yes, that's fine. That's fine. I like some ear scratches. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that feels positively splendid. Now, the way you scratch down my back, that feels all right there. That's really good. Okay, all right. Okay. Wonderful, marvelous. So, I would absolutely say that we should probably talk about the other night. I wanted you to let you get your strengths up. No, thank you. And you warmed the milk. You are so considerate. Goodness gracious. If I didn't know any better, I would say that you're trying to charm me. No. I've just never known you to be the romantic type. This is quite a. It's almost like a personality change, really, from last time you were here. But yes, the other night, when you were in the forest, it's. Well, you know, I would like it if you came closer. It makes it easier to speak to you, but also, I've gotten such a fondness for you recently. You've been so gentle, so affectionate, and it's just a side of you I'm surprised by, honestly, buddy. I'm sorry, it's what us Sneckers call. But back to you, darling. You said that there was a sleep paralysis moment in the forest. Well, no. Though that entity is real. They live somewhere between this world and some other world. We believe it's the next one, and at least that's how the HTDs go. HTDs? Oh, human, you know, the human transmittable diseases. It's all the human tales that. Fairy tales. So sorry. Trying to get used to this world, but I still get fumbled in the words sometimes. Yeah. Oh, no. Well, that would be really nice. Oh, that's great. I like the way you. Oh, brushing my fur. That feels positively wonderful. Absolutely delicious. No. It makes my fur nice and soft. Oh, it feels great. Pardon? Well, no, some of it. My face is not makeup. It's actually part of my markings. But I learned to use human makeup to help it look like I'm just a little edgy and like to look more like a cat, though I'm in fact human. But we're getting off topic, honestly. Back to you and this in the sleep paralysis demon that is haunting you. My people would say that you're marked. Dangerous, even that I shouldn't be around you, but it's been a few days and nothing's happened so far. Have you had any more? You haven't? Oh, well, no, that's a distinct possibility. They can go away over time. Have you had it for very long? Interesting. A couple of weeks before you went into the woods. I don't know how that lines up with anything, but. It's a good thing to mark down for sure. In case it returns, we can try and figure out the cause. So you were in the forest looking for a. Yes, feel free to play with my tail or fluff it. It helps. My tail helps me swat away things, dead, all the goodness. Feel free to fluff it. That's perfectly fine. Okay, so we've got to focus on this or we're never going to get this bloody done. Pardon? No, absolutely not. You are quite flirty today. It's honestly hard to resist you with how you are being so. Wonderful. I just wanted to ask you about the girl that she met in the. No, that's quite. Quite nice. No. No. I think it's important to talk, especially if we're going to be doing this, about the girl in the woods. The girl in the woods. You that you were looking for, the unicorn that you wanted to turn. Did you turn it? Thank goodness. No, the unicorns belong in there. They don't need to be pulled out. And I understand that you really want a monster girl, and I'm not gonna lie, these last few days I've grown a fondness for you. There's a new side of you that I'm seeing that I've never seen before. And but there's a lot of problems here, and definitely we need to get to the spiders to see what is going on. Pardon? Why? No, why are you mad? Why are you angry? I didn't mean, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to make you cross. We have to get you to the spiders. The spiders will know exactly what course of action to take to make sure that I'm safe, that you're safe, that even to tell us that we're crazy, that we didn't need to go to them. It's very important. Well, no, I needed to pull you back here. I didn't know exactly what dangers were in the forest. You were knocked out. I didn't know what was there, but I did know we needed to get you to safety. I was originally going to go to the spiders, and anyways, no, you seem so adamant against it. Why wouldn't you want to know what's going on with you? I guess that is your prerogative. Well, that is something I guess that you could focus on, finding love. But I think it's more important to find out what happened in the forest that night. See, you were so close to the entrance of that cavern. There's all kinds of things. There's werewolves. There's vampires that stalk that ground, and they would have sensed you, and they would have absolutely dealt with you, and most likely in a terrible way, which I never would have been able to find you in one piece. Exactly. So what was it that was keeping them away from you? What was it? I don't know. You know, I do know someone who does suffer from sleep paralysis demons. I don't talk to her as much. We saw her earlier, Ivy. She's absolutely wonderful. One of the sweetest people you've ever met. But, watch my, yeah. My whiskers. No. We do need to do more talking. There'll be time enough for all of that later. In fact, I don't even know how I feel about all of this. This is going so quickly. We were like good mates. We were good flatmates. We were good friends. And I'm not gonna lie, you know? That's how I looked at you. I looked at you as a good friend. And then when I went and found you, I was so worried about. Well, I guess you have a point. Well, I was pretty devastated that something could have happened to you. And when I went into your room and I saw the maps and I realized exactly what was going on. Well, no, you're right. I didn't realize what was going on, but I knew it may have something to do with the force. I did. I snapped into action. I had to save you, no matter what. Okay, so we go to the spot. You're so adamant against this. We have to go to the spiders. I'll put it to you this way. If there's any chance for us to be together, is there any chance for whatever this is working out, we need to go to those who know better than us to make sure that everything is going right. It could be that I'm absolutely crazy. I thought I was positively mad when I went to the forest and asked them about you. And it led me right to you. And I think we should do that again here. I know, well, negas are not particularly powerful. But I will say, ever since I brought you here, I've been hearing strange whispers at night. In this voice that I can't place. I can't place it at all. I don't like it. All right. So, we go to the spiders. And we find out what we're going to do. In fact, you know what? I think we should bring on a couple of friends. Maybe we can get Ivy in on it. That's right. Maybe we can get Ivy. And then she could help us potentially figure out what is going on. She's smart, very, very smart. All right, well, I guess we should probably get going. We should probably head on out to the Inunata. Happy days, after all. Pardon? No, not at all. But we should get a move on. There's been some more activity in this area. I think it's a vampire. I heard tales that there's a vampire that's gone particularly of a nasty sort. Just absolutely wreaking all kinds of damage upon the city. We don't want to get caught by her. I don't know what she's after. But all right, let's get to it. Hop 2, 3, 4 now. Awesome. You keep scratching me behind the ear like that. We're still going to the spiders then. Well, it was like a nice try. It was a nice try, but let's go. Yeah? Wonderful. Hey guys! This is Zena Alexander. Got a new mic. Super excited. Was going to get it next month, but thanks to generous donations, I was able to get it early. Super excited. I hope it sounds better. If it does, please comment below. Would love to hear the difference. Sorry if the accent came across a little bit different because new mic, who dis? If you guys have any suggestions, any comments, please leave them below. If you have any type of content you would like for me to make, let me know that as well. Commissions are open. If you'd like me to make some MP3s for you, just let me know. That'd be great. Rise of Rinzor continues until Sunday when we're going to take a week off, put out some of your requests that you guys have put through, and then it will continue into the next week. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for subscribing, liking, and sharing. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.